Q&A. Find answers to your questions. Note, responses are intended for help and perspective, not as pronouncements of church doctrine. Question. How can I overcome distractions and focus more on my relationship with Heavenly Father? Response from New Era. Consider the scripture study we've been taught to incorporate into our daily lives. Or consider the personal prayers and the kneeling family prayers that are regular practices for faithful Latter-day Saints. Consider attendance at seminary for youth or institute classes for young adults. Though each of these practices may seem to be small and simple, over time, they result in powerful spiritual uplift and growth. President Dallin H. Oaks, First Counselor in the First Presidency, Small and Simple Things, April 2018, General Conference.
Responses from New Era Readers. Don't miss church. One of the best ways to strengthen our relationship with the Savior and Heavenly Father is to not miss our church meetings. There are so many worldly distractions, but when you go to church, you can leave all those outside and focus on Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ. I think it's important to put away our cell phones, listen to the Spirit, and be able to learn about the Savior. Owen P., 12, California, USA.
Serve others. I feel my Savior's love when I serve others, because when ye are in the service of your fellow beings, ye are only in the service of your God. Mosiah 2:17. Rereading conference talks and watching Mormon messages also helps me feel God's love for everyone, including me. Grace W. 12, New York, USA.
Repentance and forgiveness. To get closer to our Heavenly Father in Jesus Christ, we should not only say our prayers, read our scriptures, and go to church, we have to love them. If you do something wrong, don't just blame it on others. We must humble ourselves, repent, and ask Heavenly Father for forgiveness. Through repentance and forgiveness, we feel the miracle of God's love for us, and by feeling that, we become closer to our Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ. Sarger B., age 14, Arkansas, USA.
Choose good activities. We can focus more on our relationship with God by saying daily prayers and reading the scriptures. At school, it is important to not let bad things change the way you are, such as hearing bad words and listening to friends talk about inappropriate things. I walk away from those situations and don't let it get to me by thinking of other things that are good and trying to make sure I involve myself with good activities and good friends. 3H, 12, Idaho, USA.
Count your blessings. Count your blessings. Doing so helps you understand just how important and blessed you are. Look around for those you can help and learn of the love and the blessings that they and you receive from Heavenly Father. Abby J., 19, New York, USA.
Sidebar. Other people seem so sure of their testimonies, but I'm not. Does that mean I don't have one? A testimony is a testimony, and it should be respected, whether it is small or large. Because one of the purposes of this life is to build faith in Heavenly Father and His Son, Jesus Christ, we are born without a sure knowledge of truth. We first hear the truth, and then we must desire to know for ourselves by acting on that truth. See John chapter 7, verse 17, Alma chapter 32, verses 28 through 34. We believe first, then knowledge can come if we seek it. So belief is nothing to scoff at. A young man once said to Elder Jeffrey R. Holland of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles that he didn't know but believe the church is true. I hugged that boy until his eyes bulged out, said Elder Holland. I told him with all the fervor of my soul that belief is a precious word, an even more precious act, and he need never apologize for only believing. I told this boy that belief was always the first step toward conviction. We know spiritual truths by spiritual means. See 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 10 through 14. as we sincerely seek the truth and obey God's commandments, the Holy Ghost witnesses to us that the gospel is true. Through this process, you can gradually become more confident in knowing you do have a testimony. Tell us what you think. If Heavenly Father has so many children, how can He know me personally and care about me? Send your answer and photo by February 15th, 2019. End of Q&A.